15 Stikine Middle School students applied to attend ANSEP up in Anchorage. Out of those 15, 13 were chosen to attend. I asked three of those kids what they had learned on their excursion. Will Ashton?
We learned about seismology, which is the study of earthquakes. We learned about earthquake engineering and tsunami engineering. And we did engineering with windmills as well.
Timothy Garcia?
We learned about everything in a computer, how to repair it, how to create it, the software development of inside of it.
And Clara Waddington.
And we dissected squids, and we learned about scat from seals, and it was really fun.
ANSEP stands for the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. It aims to point students, particularly Alaska Natives, onto career paths in the sciences. They achieve this through various services and camps like this one. The schedule was intense. There were field trips, lectures, and the kids say they barely got sleep or time to use their phones. Here's Clara again.
Well, it wasn't even because I wanted to, like do things on my phone, like social media or anything, but I didn't have enough time to call my parents or my friends, and so I had to call my mom, say bye, just call my dad, say bye, and call Mara and have a little bit of conversation with her and then say bye.
Despite the vigorous activity and curriculum, the kids all had a blast. And when asked if they wanted to go again...
I would definitely go again because it was so fun and I really enjoyed going and making new friends.
I probably would because you could get credentials for college. Like one girl went and she already had a bachelor's degree by the time she graduated.
Definitely. And I learned that their college is really cool because I want to go to their college because it has so many things I want to learn, like Japanese and coding.
Winston Davies teaches middle school math and science and chaperoned the trip. He said it was more than just about science, but also the possibilities that were open to the students.
And it highlighted students who were taking advantage of the program, and you know, they're at high school students with 40, 50, 60 college credits, and these kids are still in high school. So I think after that, like they're like hearing testimony from some of these kids that have been in the program, it really opens some of the Wrangell kids' eyes for sure.
In Wrangell, I'm Laura Helgeson.